an initiative that would have fined rail cars carrying uncovered coal and certain kinds of oil through the heart of Spokane, failed Tuesday. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, opponents of the measure say voters were concerned about the local economy, while supporters say they were simply outspent.
Proponents of Proposition 2 call theirs a David and Goliath struggle. According to Washington's Public Disclosure Commission, the group in favor of Prop 2, Safer Spokane, raised just over $7,000. But the Committee to Protect Spokane's Economy, which opposed the measure, raised more than $250,000, with the largest contribution, $75,000, coming from railway company Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Lighthouse Resources, a Utah-based coal company, gave nearly $65,000. Supporters of the measure say they're considering moving forward with a statewide initiative or raising the issue with the legislature. A spokesman for the opposition says railway shipments should only be regulated at the federal level in order to avoid a hodgepodge of local laws that impede interstate commerce. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.